For this story, we have our reporter, Wilbert.
In this part of our show, we have a little something called Shaquan Alicia Jones meets Pop Meredith from California. It has to do with the word ghetto. We get to all that in a moment, but first, here's a little background. The Hunter Train Fishy Branch Library is located in Harlem. For nearly 100 years, this New York City neighborhood has been home to a lot of African Americans and Latinos. Before them, it has Italians and Jewish people. Harlem used to be called a ghetto. These days, the word has a different meaning, at least here in Harlem it does. As you're about to hear, the best way to understand the new meaning of the word ghetto is to look at a person's name.
I'm going to tell you a ghetto name right now.
Shaquan
Alicia
Jones.
Yes, yes. Like, Shanaynay. That's a ghetto name. Like, a ghetto name is like...
A ghetto name is a name that kind of like has a T-A or a L-A. It has a T-A or a L-A or a D-A or a Y-A at the end. Like,
And sometimes they're like Arabic Lakusha. Names too. Like Kareem and Tariq and Ahmad. Those are Arabic names and they think that's ghetto. It's not ghetto. It's Arabic.
I think a ghetto name is all about it. It has sort of like a it has a umph to it. It's like, oh yeah, that it stands out.
See, my name, they be making fun of my name. Like, my name is Marquita. They be like, oh, what a Marquita. Or they call me, oh, you know the banana. Shakira. They be like, oh, Shakira. I'm like, oh my God. Like, I know my name is ghetto and all, but Shakira, that's a ghetto name. Like, I'm gonna name my child Shakira.
I think it's just how people classify names. Like, people are so used to these English names like Ashley and these regular names like Alexis or whatever, Rosemary or Rosalie, that when they hear something like Marquita, they're like, oh yeah, you know that's ghetto because it got a in the back. Like, you say it with mad drama like Marquita.
Like, my name is Marquita and what?
You see, so people automatically think that if a person of color or whatever, or even a Caucasian person, if they have some name like that, they think, oh yeah, she grew up in a ghetto. You have to know. Like, it's sort of like, you could call it an undercover trend.
What is your definition of ghetto?
A white person trying to act black. What, that's ghetto.
What's acting black?
Acting black is like, say a black person, like, they acting normal, like saying, what's up, my dudes? I know. Some people, like, I'm not saying that all black people say that. Like, I'm not saying that all black people say that. Like, some black people say that. Like, I know I say, what's up. Like, I'm used to saying that.
But isn't what's up a Caucasian word? Like, what's up, sir, sup, dude?
No, it depends on where you live.
True.
Because you can be a black person and live in, like, oh, Riverdale and all that. And then you talk, like, I like, totally awesome, man. And you would not expect... You wouldn't expect that. You would expect, oh my goodness, girl, you will not know what's going on. You would expect that.
I think
it all depends on where you live. So, all right, I live in the Bronx. Sometimes I talk with an attitude or ghetto. Ghetto.
It just goes with the environment, right?
Thank you. Ghetto to me is like sort of an improvisation. So, like, all right, perfect. One day I didn't have a container, right? And I wanted some Cheez-Its. So I took the whole box to school. Everybody goes, oh, you're ghetto. I'm like, no, I was hungry.
You know what's ghetto?
Chopped cheese. Like, they got this new thing. My mom was telling me, she was like, this man ordered a chopped up hamburger with some cheese on it. That's ghetto. So they was like, you know what? Now they got on this chopped cheese. I was like, yo, that's ghetto. How you go into the deli, talk about, let me get a chopped up hamburger. That's ghetto. Talk about, let me get a chopped up hamburger with some
I think that ghetto is sort of like the word eccentric, except it's used for African-American people.
How you go up into a deli, talk about, let me get a chopped up.
You see, like, isn't that something that you would normally find in Harlem or Bronx? Like, somebody do something like that? Would you ever expect somebody in Florida to be like, oh, yeah, can I get a chopped up hamburger? Like, you'd be like, what are you talking about? Like, what are you talking about? But if you hear it here in the Bronx or in Harlem, you're like, oh, yeah, I know what you're saying. Yeah, can I get one, too? You're like, can I get one, too? So... Exactly. So I think ghetto is just a word for other people that do not know how we live and are accustomed to our lifestyle and what we go through. That's the name that they came up with. Oh yeah, ghetto. Like if you wear, you know, the jeans with the flap of the sneakers out, that's considered ghetto.
You know what I do? You know what's ghetto? You got like 5 rips in your jeans. And you got on some thermals under, and you take a tank top and you put it over your thermals.
and you go with a hoodie on, and you got a baseball cap on top of your hoodie, and you got some Nikes on with some, like a dude coming to school with some pink and white socks on, you go look at him like, that's ghetto. Like, that's ghetto.
Yeah, but we both, but like, if we see somebody be like that, we probably be like, what is he wearing? But then we like, you know what? I like your style, and it might catch up. If people like it, it might catch up. But if you was to go to Florida, they'd be like, what you doing here? You don't belong here.
I'm gonna admit it. Yesterday, I went to school with some ripped up jeans on, my sneakers, a thermal top, my hoodie, and my cap. Like, that's good. Like, I woke up in school talking about what's popping. Like, what's popping. They was like, McKitty, you know your jeans are. I'm like, I know. They was like, yo, that's mad ghetto.
You know what's new? That's mad black. That's mad Spanish. That's mad white.
Seriously, I didn't know that. I didn't know that was a new word. I know, like I know there's like a saying going around, like, oh yeah, you don't want to give me that cheeseburger, whatever, because I'm black, right? Like, they be like, because I'm black.
I hate that.
They use your race as an excuse. Oh, wait, no.
Like, yo.
It's starting to catch up.
They be like, yo, you don't want to give me that cheeseburger because I'm black, so I'm like, come on. I be looking at them like,
now it's boring.
Like, my friend, she was asking me for a pencil. I was like, I don't got a pencil. She was like, you don't want to give me a pencil because I'm black. I'm like, what are you talking about? I'm black, too. Like, you're not the only black person in here.
No, like, come on. You know what's funny? This guy, he tried to talk to me. He was like, oh, baby, what's your number? And I'm like, ew. He goes, oh, it's because I'm white, right? He was black.
How you come out of nowhere? You black? You say, oh, because I'm white?
I think, and I also think that the word ghetto is, it's like, if you go to the ghetto, it's kind of laid back. Like, we really don't care. We could go outside with freaking shorts on. We'd be like, I don't care.
I
think it's kind of like, I think it's kind of, ghetto is kind of like the Harlem, is like the
that people got with the pajamas on to the store and everything.
I guess they to the store with some pajamas on. It had, wait, it had some teddy bears on it. I had teddy bears on and I went outside with some pajamas on and my sneakers.
I think ghetto is just like the word bohemian, like when you live a free life. I think that's what ghetto means for Harlem. Because we live a laid back life.